Welcome to the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your host, Nancy. We have Benny in the studio. And of course, we have Mary Jane. For those of you who don't know about Mary Jane, she's a holistic intuitive. She has an office in Issaquah, Washington, and has been doing the TAPS system, the Accelerated Performance System, since 1992. Correct?
Correct.
Thank you.
Yeah.
However, you do not have to live in the state of Washington to become a client of Mary Jane's, as she has clients all over the United States. And today we are talking about, what are we talking about? Life beyond COVID. Sorry, it's going to be one of those glasses on, glasses off, glasses on, glasses off. But if you have a question for Mary Jane, here come those glasses. Give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. Now is your opportunity to get some answers to questions that you haven't been able to get the answers to. She's the one. She's got them all. So with that, Mary Jane.
And that's very good, Nancy. We've had a really busy week at the office. Everything has been going great, even though it's COVID and everything. Everybody else might be, everybody's working from home. Well, we're working from our office, and it's amazing because people don't have to get stuck in traffic. They call, they get their appointment and get their time and,
or Zoom. We have a lot of people who like to Zoom.
We're Zooming now. So that's great.
Mary Jane's Zooming. Although we do have some people who don't like to Zoom.
And the reason they don't want to Zoom.
They want to get dressed.
They want to get dressed. It's so funny. Say, oh, I do enough of that with work. I don't need to Zoom. But it's really, I really like Zooming because I can see you and see what's going on with you. And I can tell how you feel just looking at you. And it's also good for you to be able to see me. So it works well either way, but you do have a choice now. So it's great.
Yeah. A lot of our new clients like to Zoom at first so they can actually see Mary Jane, because a lot of people are still a little, well, how does she do what she does if I'm not there? And how do you do what you do when they're not here? It's all about energy, because energy is infinite. So she's basically thinking about you and then going through her system to figure out what your number one, number two, and number three needs are for your body.
It's a gift. I have a God-given gift, and I'm very fortunate. And when I tune into you, it's very accurate. I never have any doubt when I do your program, or when it's not me getting the answer, it's your body giving me the answer. And your body has the answer to everything that's gone on in your life, every emotion, every memory, it's there. And sometimes you might not be able to remember it, but by muscle testing, we can actually tap into that and figure out maybe what an emotional issue was, what year it was, and then you're able to sort it out and figure it out. Because everything that goes on in the body comes from emotions. It's like people often say, and you've heard me say this many times, how do I ever get that? Well, they're old emotions. The energy gets stored from different emotions in different organs. For example, liver's anger, gallbladder's resentment, kidney's fear, stomach is disgust. So bladder's ticked off. So, lungs are grief, and then heart is sadness. Spleen and pancreas are self-esteem. So those are just some examples of what's going on with your thyroid's past emotions. So when you experience that same emotion over and over again, you store it in whatever organ it is. When that energy gets so full in that organ, then you present with symptoms. Then you start having gallbladder issues and digestive issues. And it's not just about doing the nutrition to correct the concern. It's about figuring out where it came from so that you don't have to keep experiencing this as often. It's not like it sometimes it ever goes away, because it's life and you still will experience those emotions. but it changes everything.
Well, you store them. We all have them. We all have tons of emotions stored. So it's just a matter of when they start popping up. And then Mary Jane does NET, the neuro-emotional technique, which is able to identify what it is, and then she releases it. And then your body's actually able to start to release it. And then something else may come up, but it may not come up for 6 months, a year, or 2 years, but it's a work in progress.
It's a work in progress. And when you work on things and then things come up again, people will say, oh, I've already worked on that. And they may have gone to other healers or other practitioners. I've already done that. Well, you're never done. I mean, sorry, but you're never done. There's always pieces possibly that you still are hanging on to. And it's just another way to look at it and let it go. Life is about letting go of what does not serve you any longer, letting go of people who hold you back or take up too much of your energy. If you're thinking of somebody all the time and you're agitated, that does not serve you, and that keeps you from being who you're meant to be. So again, letting go is, I think it is one of the most difficult lessons to learn, because it's a work in progress. It's like family members that agitate you, and it goes over and over. No matter what you do, you think you got it figured out, then it starts all over again. Well, that's because you're trying to fix their issues or fix their problems, and maybe they don't want your help. But you may be doing it with good intentions, trying to help them. However, the more you do that, the more you push them away, and the less effective it is.
I think the biggest change, when you personally change and hold to that change, you will then see the people around you change. It's about you not letting them irritate, agitate, dump their baggage onto you. So by taking care of yourself and yourself only, then you're able to help everyone else around you, because they'll see the change in you and their behavior will start to change when you no longer tolerate certain things.
And it's amazing how it works. It's so, you know, it's, you make it a game. It's really a fun game. Often it's very challenging. It's challenging, but the more you get it, the more you see what's working in other people. And the more when these people pop up, or when you pop up with comments like, oh, well, they never call me, or they never pay attention to me, then that's, you know, then that you haven't let it go. It's still there.
Still holding on to that bitterness and angry.
So you got to kind of chuckle about it and think, oh my gosh, I thought I had that, but I guess I don't. And then just, again, visualize letting it go. Visualize putting it in a bubble and sending it away.
That's the perfect thing to do. And also be present. When things pop into my mind that I know happened in the past, I'm like, well, that's very interesting thought. However, that does not serve my life where I am today. So I no longer need it. But I acknowledge the thought. I acknowledge whatever it is. And then I'm like, okay, time to let that go and get back to focusing on what I want to have in my life. So that's kind of how I do it.
Well, that's perfect. That's a perfect way.
Well, thank you, Mary Jane.
Yeah, that's exactly what you want to do. Because when you make that a habit and you do it automatically, then things start to change. And when you will forget, but then when you're doing it often, if you forget, you remember right away and you bring it back. And that's what's really important.
Well, yeah, it's kind of like, why do we hold on to these things that have absolutely no bearing on our life in this present moment? So I just try to acknowledge it, recognize it, and then say, all right, we're going to let it go and move forward. And then we just go on to the next thing.
Well,
there's always something.
Yeah. And another process, some of you might be saying, oh, that's easier to say than do. Well, something that might help you is writing that letter. And you could write the letter to the universe or to the person, whoever it is. And you pour all your thoughts and emotions out, and you could say whatever you want, whatever language you want. And you just, once you start writing, somebody say, can I do it on a computer? Well, you can these days, because it's amazing how many people don't write at all. But it's when you write, it just flows, and you're able to get more out than you can imagine. And then every day you read it or add to it or take away, and then the fourth day you burn it. It's very, very effective. So now you've taken that energy down, and you're not in the same space, so you could think clearer. So say you're going to have a discussion, maybe with your boss or with a friend that you're having issues with. When you do this first, then when you have that discussion, you're at a whole different level. And now you're able to be able to talk without that energy that is not going to serve you, like Nancy says.
Well, everybody says things they don't mean. And sometimes, you know, you can say some pretty horrific things come out of your mouth. And I think by doing the letter, it allows you to get that on paper. And the only person who's going to see it is you. So get it out, do it, add to it, 3 days, fourth day, burn it. And like Mary Jane said, you're more balanced. You've gotten rid of all that anger and bitterness that you were holding on to. So makes room for more abundance and happiness and joy into your life. And with that, it's time for us to take a short break. You're listening to the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. We'll catch you on the other side.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharged phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, Certified Life and Recovery Coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today. Or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you a feminine entrepreneur and you're tired of being stuck in the making just enough money trap? I hear you. I'm Julie Steelman, and I just released a brand new masterclass about how to unlock the 3 secrets to creating a financial breakthrough in your business. Come on over to calledbyfreedom.com. I'm going to walk you through the 3 things you need to do to create that financial breakthrough you've been craving. Come on over to calledbyfreedom.com.
Are you ready to become an unstoppable force of love in the world? Then don't miss the Creative Empowerment Show, Invoking Radical Love with Rachel Chase, live every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Rachel shares tools, stories, and meditations to spark the flame of profound wisdom within you. If you want to awaken your superpowers and activate your heart, visit RachelChase.com.
It's time to shake out your money-making truth on Soul Wisdom Abundance with Jennifer Bloom, creating wealth from spiritual health on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show is more than your roadmap to success. It's your compass to abundance through joy and ease. Jennifer Bloom teaches you about the soul's relationship to money and wealth and how improving that relationship serves both you and the world. Learn more at JenniferBloom.com.
Welcome back. back, everyone, and welcome back to the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your co-host, Nancy, with the glasses on, glasses off. We have Benny in the studio. Hello, Benny. And then we have Mary Jane. And if you have a question, the star of the show. I didn't mean it in the background.
No.
All right, so if you have a question for Mary Jane, now's your opportunity to call and maybe get the answers to some of those questions that you haven't gotten answers
to. Not maybe.
Well, you will. Well,
yeah. Well, you will get the answer.
Okay.
One way or the other, you'll get an answer.
There you go.
Yeah.
The number, the call-in number is 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. If you'd like to make an appointment with Mary Jane, you can call our office at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And then you get to talk to me. Okay.
And we're doing all phone consultations.
All phone consultations or Zoom or phone consultations in the office.
We're not seeing anyone in the office, but this it's working out great.
Everybody loves it.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody really loves this phone consultation in Zoom. I like it too because we can't see clients. I can't disinfect everything every time somebody will come in and go out. So this is why we're able to take care of you safely.
It serves everyone more efficiently and better. And it just works. We're very fortunate it works. And we're able to help everybody be the best they can be. And especially during this time, it's like a never-ending COVID. I mean, things go on and on and on. But it's like, it's a time to really focus on what you want. With all the turmoil and all the craziness in the world today, you've got to come back and think about what is it that gives you joy and makes you happy and start there. And the first thing is good health. If you don't have good health, the rest is not going to be all that it can be.
Well, if you don't have good health, you're not happy, which, and let me just say, in today's world, it's very easy to get depressed. So you're not happy if your health isn't good. You're
tired.
You're not contributing to your family. You know, if you're not happy, probably nobody in your house is happy. Your pets aren't happy. So it's about doing the best you can during these crazy, crazy times.
Well, and so you can come out of it better. I mean, you can come out of this better than you can ever expect if you turn things around now and start focusing on the good and what's going to be positive. Because in this world today, if you don't do it, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen.
No, I look forward to the day where I don't have to wear a mask outside or in a grocery store. That's the one thing that drives me absolutely crazy is this mask issue.
All right, we have a call.
Yeah, we'll take Carol calling in from Manchester, Washington. Hey, Carol.
Hi.
Hi, Carol. How are you?
Hi, Mary Jane. I'm fine. Thanks in part to being on your program of health.
Well, thank you, Carol.
Hi, Nancy.
Hi, Carol. How are you?
Why don't you tell your experience to everyone about your experience with your road to health?
Well, I've been with you and on your protocol for, let's see, I think we started in 2013. And I was on it for quite a while, and then for a couple reasons, I needed to not be on it for a while, and then I just got back on it, and so I didn't feel the same when I wasn't taking, you know, the supplements, and then I decided I need to start this up again, so it gives me more peace of mind besides, you know, physically I feel better, so.
Great. So do you have a question today?
Yes. I have a question. I happened to get onto a AM station that I just, by chance, I happened to turn it on. And there was a chemist on there, and he was going on and on and on about the great benefits of H2O2, hydrogen peroxide, and how, in relation to the COVID virus, how it kills all of the COVID viruses and maybe other viruses. And he really kept going on and on about it. So I was wondering if you had heard about this, or what is your take on it?
Yes, I have heard about it. There's a company actually that does hydrogen water, and they install a unit underneath your sink that produces that hydrogen water. And the benefits of it are just unbelievable. And as a matter of fact, I've been talking to the company, and I'm going to have one of the company people on to talk about that, because I was so impressed. What they found is, in the research, there's tons and tons of research on it, and they've seen how it helps Parkinson's and helps a lot of autoimmune just by drinking a 16-ounce glass of hydrogen water a day. So the benefits and the documentation of research is very phenomenal. It's like it's there, it's documented. So I totally agree with that.
Okay. Is this pretty much well known widely, or is it people are just kind of keeping it under wraps for a while?
Well, I think it's they're working on it and letting people know. I actually found out about it, like I have with most of the great technology I've learned about in the past year, is reconnecting with the Master Circle. Because the Master Circle, and I had Bob Hoffman on last month, the Master Circle, all these companies that have this great technology, give Bob a call, because he can put it out there to so many people. And that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to educate people. And as you know, it's like things take time. And if you get it into the right sources, it can be spread quicker. And that's why some things are more multi-level. Some of the technology, not that one, but is multi-level. And the reason they have multi-level is because you spread the word faster and more people learn about it and then are available to get that technology. And it helps a lot of people.
Right. That's one reason why I wanted to call and discuss it.
Right. Well, soon I'm going to have the company on that makes that equipment and talk more about it. So we'll put that up on the website.
Yeah. This chemist was mentioning that if you use a gallon of purified water and put H2O2, 1 ounce of H2O2 in it, and just use it, you know, as you go along. And also you can, there are many uses for it. Another one easy to do is just to gargle after you brush your teeth, or just to gargle with it, you know, after you have a meal or something like that. So I found this all very interesting, and it was quite synchronistic that I just happened onto this station.
It's very effective. It raises your vibration, raises your immune system. And what it has to do with, the big thing about it is your gut absorption. I'm not going to say exactly what, because I'm not sure of the terminology, but it actually works on your gut, and the gut signals the brain, and it's all about the brain and what's going on in the brain. And it transmits the nutrition. So, and that's what makes it more effective. And again, I'll have the people on to talk about it, but that's why working on the brain, it's so helpful with Parkinson's, and it's major for that. So, so we'll talk about it more later, Carol. Thanks for calling.
Okay. Hey, thanks a lot. Take care.
Thank you, Carol.
Yeah, see, great things are happening out there.
And that is new technology, and we have discussed it briefly on and off over the past couple of months, so that'll be exciting when we get that guest speaker on. Yeah. All right, you are listening to the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Time for us to take a short break. We'll catch you on the other side.
Raising the vibrations through stimulating conversations while exploring the mysteries of Atlantis and Lemuria on Tales from the Merworld Radio with me, Amirabeth. Join us every second and fourth Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Be ready to feel empowered and an active part of the changing earth. For more information about me, visit Amirabeth.com.
Learn how to lead a happier life on Miles to Go with Brittany Miles. How to lose to gain it all. Join Brittany every second and fourth Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Listen as coach and healer Brittany Miles shares stories that teach you about surrender. For more information about Brittany, MilesToGoCoaching.com.
Get your goddess groove on with me, Laura Hosford. Tune in every Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com, where I offer you authentic channel messages of love, inspiration, and heart-healing grace. Get your goddess groove on. When the goddess speaks, everyone listens. For more information, visit LauraHosford.com. That's LauraHosford.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yes! Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm.
Oh my goodness.
Learn how to lead a happier life on Miles to Go with Brittany Miles. How to lose to gain it all. Join Brittany every second and fourth Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Listen as coach and healer Brittany Miles shares stories that teach you about surrender. For more information about Brittany, MilesToGoCoaching.com.
What would you do with the power of community? How do you create your own rituals? Tune in to Living Your Gifts with me, Susan Huff, Ancient Applications for Modern Times, the second Wednesday of each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Our lives begin with the stories we are told and the stories we tell ourselves. Storytelling is the key. To learn more about me, visit LivingYourGifts.com. That's LivingYourGifts.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your co-host, Nancy. We have Benny in the studio. Air hugs to Benny. And, of course, the star of the show, Mary Jane Mack, who's also my mom. Okay, I would like to talk about a client that we have. I'm not going to use any names, but I know they're probably listening. So this client was on the nutrition for a month. Was on quite a bit because this person's gallbladder was very
angry. Really wasn't that much, though.
No,
it wasn't that much.
Well, this person,
for her, it was a lot.
This person, it was almost the end of the world because they had to take so much nutrition. So my response is, well, you got to take it if you want to get better. You know, it's not good. You got to take it.
But go back. This person is East Coast, born and raised in the East Coast. So you got to know that it's different in the East Coast and the Midwest than compared to out here.
I don't know. This person I love dearly too, I must say. So anyway, so she's on the nutrition. Some food items had to get changed. There was a lot of hemming and hawing when we talked. But I have to say, I was extremely proud. She did a fabulous job. And then she had a follow-up with Mary Jane. And she wasn't any better at all. And Mary Jane couldn't figure out why she's not any better. She's taken all the nutrition. things were going good. She ran out and she had called the office and said, Nancy, I don't think I need to take those anymore, so you don't need to send them. Well, of course I knew she had to take them because it was only a month. Long story short, after she had her appointment with Mary Jane, she was drinking something that she thought was very good for her, and it was vitamin water. Now, Mary Jane, you want to take over?
Well, vitamin water is that's negative. It's heavy minerals in there. So it actually clogs up your liver and could add to stones and heavy debris. Everything I do, I score it. That's what I do. I score your body 0 to 10. If the body's under 10, it's not functioning. If it's over 10, it's inflamed. So all the numbers have to come to a 10 to be stable. So when you're drinking like the vitamin water that has the heavy minerals in it, it's constantly clogging up the liver. So you're not moving. So you're doing all this good stuff, but you're pouring all this bad stuff in and it's slowing everything down.
But, so go ahead.
So what I said, now she's really having a hard time with, she used to put two tablespoons of sugar in her coffee. So that gives you an idea where she was. So she was in a different frame of what she had and not, you know, thinking that that was just normal and okay. So for her to go on the program, it was a big, big change. So I don't like to take everything away. I want them to be able to do the program and manage it so that they aren't totally deprived, but are able to make the transition into doing the program easier on them. So by starting to do that and making the getting her off sugar and some of the things. So then she didn't want to drink water. She hates water. So my recommendation is to, besides lemon, she could put some really good lemonade, just a little bit in the water, and that makes the water better and it tastes better, and you're more likely to drink it. So doing that is better than doing nothing.
Yeah, well, and I think the moral of the story here is she really thought she was doing something good. She really felt she was, you know, she was sacrificing, she was doing something good, she's getting in that hydration. However, just because it's vitamin water or sometimes organic doesn't necessarily mean it's good for you and where your body is at that time. So now this person is going to fly and her numbers will change dramatically with her next visit with Mary Jane, now that Mary Jane was able to find out the culprit of what was the problem. Because you were perplexed as to why she wasn't better.
And the thing is, you know, we want each and every one of you to be successful and do really well. And it doesn't matter who you are. It's like, I'm always on top of it. And I didn't get that she was drinking that water. So anyway, it's like, we want her to do well. She's going to step up and made major changes in doing good things. And now this will take her to another level. And we love her dearly.
We love her to death. It's going to be okay. Like I said, we talked this morning, you are just going to be a superstar from now on. So
that's a good example, Nancy. That's, you know, it's like when people come in, they say, well, sometimes they're worried that I'm going to put them on a really strict program. And I don't do that. I do guide you into making changes. And there are some things I absolutely want you to do that it's not going to work if you don't do it. So I'm going to tell you that. But the idea is, if somebody's in a world of eating sugar and eating all these other things, we're going to take them off of that, but we're going to make it easy on them. And so that the transition, they don't feel they're in total shock.
Well, you get cranky when you can't have some of those favorite things. And you know, we send, if you have a bad gallbladder, we send out a recommended food list for you to eat off of. So again, it's just a recommended food list.
And it's pretty easy.
It's an easy, easy food list. And it's not for the rest of your life. I mean, it's to help you get through the crisis that you're having with your gallbladder at the time. So it just makes things go easier and smoother.
And the big thing is, as you're doing the transition and getting used to these other things, then pretty soon you really don't want what you used to have. So it's like, it's incorporating new things into your lifestyle that will make a difference so that you're able to maintain and be healthier in the future.
Well, and then when your body's in balance, you don't crave all that sugar and all the sweets
exactly.
and all the bad stuff.
When you're not digesting and absorbing, then that all that food rots and putrefies in your gut, and you're not digesting and absorbing it, and then you keep going for the quick fix. That's when you're, what I call is grazing. When you find yourself grazing, it's you're not absorbing. It's usually a gallbladder issue when that happens.
I know.
We know.
I know, because when I start grazing, it's like gallbladder's off. So.
But what we do, if that should happen, is we know to just take some extra nutrition to pull you right out of it for that day. And maybe it was something you ate or some emotion that stirred you up that caused that.
Those emotions.
Yeah.
Every time. So if you have a question for Mary Jane, you can give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. Or if you'd like to make an appointment with Mary Jane, you can give our office a call at 888-777-4232. Or you can visit Mary Jane's website at maryjanemack.com. And we're doing life beyond COVID.
Well, it's like everybody's stuck on COVID. And I'm saying, think about where you're going and what you're doing. And what do you want? And get healthy now instead of people are so stressed out. It's unbelievable. People are stressed out. Their poor kids are stressed out because they're not in school. I talked to a dad the other day, and he was just beyond stress because he's got a two-year-old and he's trying to do a Zoom class with the two-year-old. He said, finally, I got a basket of goodies. And if he pays attention for long enough, I tell him he could take something out of the basket. But the parents are, you know, it's really difficult when you can't manage your kids and they're not getting what they need. So again, it's what, you know, it's like, what's going to get us out of this? Use your energy to change what's happening and help heal the world. And you have that energy to be able to do that, to send it out and things get better so we could get back to normal. And don't believe all these people, things will never be normal. Things will be much better. They might be different because now so many companies are working from home. And they find it's less expensive. They don't have to pay for offices. So there definitely will be changes. And you can see the traffic still is pretty light in a lot of areas.
That's a plus, though.
Yeah,
I look
that's
at that
a
as
plus.
A plus.
Yeah.
Especially when we're working from the office. So that's a plus. That doesn't bother me.
But I think more people are going to work from home. So that's still going to be, it's not going to get back to as bad as it was because companies are happy with the way it is.
Well, yeah, no, rent. And not every state is in, you know, lockdown, quarantine, maskville. I mean, I watch certain TV shows and I see other states where people are out and nobody has masks and they're doing their so-called gatherings. So it's depressing. I'm kind of like over the COVID thing. Let's move on.
Well, I was in California this past week. I have horses at a ranch down there at Reese River Vineyard Ranch. And my horses are doing great. And while we're there, they had a wine tasting opening. And the first group that came in, there were six and they were all from Florida. And I'm telling you, they were so perky and happy. And they said, we're from Florida. Everything's open in Florida. We're happy. They said, this is really weird, these masks thing. And so for them, it was so foreign now that But they were all a group. They were all together. They were family. So it was, you know, it was not like there were six people that were from different families. Yeah. So they still had to wear a mask, but when they were together and it was outside, they could take off their mask because they were tasting the wine.
So yeah. So in Florida, no masks are required. So I'm hoping, I think if we could all get on the same page here, like Mary Jane said, and just visualize what we all want, maybe we can heal the world, make it better, because right now there are so many people who are so angry, so fearful, and it's about COVID, it's about unemployment, it's about politics, it's about everything.
Their kids, home, colleges.
We have to bring it down a couple notches. And if everybody focuses on the positive, just think what would happen in this world.
Yeah.
All right. Time for us to take another break. You're listening to the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. We'll catch you on the other side.
Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Pat. If you're like me, you're a woman business owner. Let me introduce you to the high-heeled go-givers. This community of women business owners are there. They are in it to win it for you, to uplifting and transforming the lives of women throughout our community. To find out more, to meet them, you want to go visit highheeledgogivers.org and tune in to listen to what they're about to say to you on my show.
Divine Transmissions Radio with host Lisa Marie. Tune in every Thursday at 2 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com, where Lisa Marie, Shakti Ma, helps you to reach deeper levels of the self and create a powerful space of healing, learning, and transcendence. Divine Transmissions Radio. For more information, visit ShaktiMa.net. That's ShaktiMa.net.
Hi, this is Kimberly Carlson. And I would love for you to tune in to All In Healing Radio, where together we will begin to experience health, happiness, and harmony in all areas and aspects of life. Join us every first Tuesday of the month at 11 a.m. on TransformationTalkRadio.com. All In Healing will help you release layers of negative beliefs and energies for radiant health, deep joy, and greater abundance. Visit me at KimberlyCarlson.com.
Message Delivery by Lisa Ann. You can't make this stuff up. Tune in every first and third Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Message Delivery is an inspirational show about the journey to enlightenment and spirituality. For more information or your own personal message delivery, visit AngelMessagesToYou.com. That's AngelMessages, the number two, the letter U.com.
How many times do you find yourself saying, it was nothing, or just doing my job, when really you knocked it out of the park? How did you get like this? Next time someone tells you, great job, you'll know how to accept it and not deflect it by listening to Courage to Be Seen Radio with host Sherry Clark. Sherry Clark is an experienced global engineering leader, coach, and mentor. From her experiences one-on-one coaching to corporate consulting and executive coaching, Sherry has learned many women need at least three things to discover and face success. Learn about the ACES program, how to survive male-dominated fields with grace and authenticity, and reach the top without ever once giving up on who you are. Courage to Be Seen host Sherry Clark explores the awesome power of your entire self and how far you can go by being more you. Check out her website, CourageToBeSeen.com. You have the courage to be seen. See you later.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your co-host, Nancy, here in the office with Mary Jane. And we have Benny in the studio. And I believe we have a caller.
Yes, we have Noreen calling in from the Redmond area. Hi, Noreen.
Hi.
Hi, Noreen.
Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome. How can I help you?
I'm doing pretty well, except that about 2 o'clock every afternoon, I feel like I want to take a nap.
Okay. Is that it?
Yeah. I just get really tired and just like somebody just drained the energy all out of me.
Yeah, I can So the first thing that shows up is your stomach digestion. It's over here, Nancy. So your stomach, you need some digestive enzymes. Do you take any supplements at all?
I do take supplements, but I don't take anything specific for digestion.
Yeah, because even if you take supplements, if you're not taking, if you're taking supplements and your digestion's off, the supplements really won't work, because the digestive enzymes break down that nutrition, the supplements, as well as your food, and then you get the nutrition out of it. So what's happening with you is you're not digesting your food, and then you're starting to get tired. That's one typical thing that happens with digestion. So if I do that, check your digestion, and then after that, your brain is really tired. Your brain is tired. What do you do?
Well, I'm a driver. I deliver flowers.
Okay, that's stressful.
Yeah.
That can be stressful, right?
Can be, with being on the road, yes.
Well, and being on time and making sure they're in shape. Okay, so that's first, but your brain is tired. Your brain is a two, the front part of your brain. So you need some nutrition to charge up your brain. And then also the back part of your brain, the cerebellum, is low. And when that's low, that means sometimes people are drawing off you and draining you. Do you live with anybody?
Yes.
She's laughing. Go ahead, Noreen. Tell us, who is it?
You don't have to mention names.
I live with my daughter, who you were treating not too long ago.
Okay.
And, yeah.
Okay. We know
who you are.
Yeah. So what happens, your digestion's off, but that, I'd say the main reason that you're doing that is because of your brain. The front part of your brain is tired, and then the back, the cerebellum, your energy is being drawn. And that's why you're wiped out. Why you just, that's the main reason this is happening.
You're getting sucked dry.
Yeah.
Sucked dry.
And so it's like, you know, I know you try and support your daughter and help your daughter. You need to take care of you. You know, it's like you need to take care of yourself first, because, you can't fix anybody else. You can't do it for anybody else, but you can take care of yourself and send them good energy. It's like what we talked about is letting go. It's not like you don't care, but you can't do it for them. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So what you could do, Noreen, is you could like visualize yourself in a bubble and you seal yourself off. So only the good can come through, penetrate your bubble, but nothing bad. Nobody can come up and suck you dry or, you know.
You can send out positive energy.
You can send out good stuff, and only good stuff will come in. None of that negative. The negative will bounce off the bubble and go back out into the universe. It's like sitting on an airplane. You get on a plane, you're happy, you're excited, and the next minute, you wake up and you're drooling all over yourself, and the person next to you is like super chatty. Hey, what's going on? Well, they just totally sucked everything, the life out of you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's not fun.
No.
So the other thing you need to do is you need to clean your drains. You need to use the baking soda and vinegar to clean your drains.
I do that, but I don't think I do it often enough.
Yeah, I get that your drains need to be done. So that's important you do that.
Okay.
And then when you do your drains, I mean, because that will only make you worse. So do your drains. And then your heart, I think we've talked about this. Well, I have talked about it before. Your heart is your main battery and your brain is your second battery. If your brain is low, your heart's going to be low. And that's where you're getting wiped out. See, your heart energy drops. Now, they got a bad, it's all about energy. And, you know, we do use nutrition to charge your brain up and help you. Sometimes essential oils, especially an orange one, will help clear your energy to protect you. So it's about doing everything you can energetically to clear your house. And think about this. It's all about you. It's all about you. It's about taking care of you first. And then everything will be better.
Okay.
Does that make sense, Noreen?
Thank you.
We're here for you.
We're here for you, Noreen.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your help.
Oh, you're welcome. We love you.
Great
day.
Okay. And that's hard. It's hard to live with. I know exactly how she feels. When you have somebody sucking you dry, it's the most awful feeling ever. I mean, it's like you could be out and all of a sudden you're awake and the next thing you wake up 15 minutes later. Yeah.
You're wiped out. It's like you could just boom, go to sleep. That's when somebody's sucking you dry. And it can happen
just
boom,
like that. Yeah. And it's
even though you protect yourself, sometimes you let your guard down and man, it's family member. And they don't have to be with you. They can be far away. You could talk to them on the telephone and get off talking on the telephone and then be wiped out.
Well, you actually had a Zoom client this week who you were talking to and then you started coughing.
And that's
a sign that he was draining Mary Jane. So we went ahead.
If you start coughing or if you start yawning or if you get a scratchy throat, you can't get your breath all of a sudden, that's all being you. It doesn't mean there's something bad with the other person. It means they're really tired. They could be really negative, but they're sucking on you.
They're sucking you dry.
Yeah.
All right. Any words for your listeners, Mary Jane?
Oh, just keep your chin up and look, you know, bring some joy in your life. Listen to some funny movie or something that actually gives you could really laugh and feel your energy come up. It's like that belly laugh, like Bob talked about last month. Get your energy going for the good. And that will raise your
vibration
and make you look at things a little different and feel better. If there's light at the end of this tunnel, just see those rainbows. Like yesterday, there were all kinds of rainbows. So see the rainbow instead of the dark and gloomy and take care of yourself. And remember that it only takes a call and we can help you to be on a good path to good health.
If you'd like to make an appointment with Mary Jane, go ahead and give our office a call at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. I'd like to thank all of our listeners. If you have any recommendations for future shows, go ahead to Mary Jane's Facebook page and let us know. We thank you all very much for listening to the Mary Jane Mack Show and Transformation Talk Radio, and we will catch you next month on the third Thursday. Have a great day. You get so mad at me when I go out with my friends.